What's going on, everybody? What's up?
It's ALR from the Dos Junkies podcast. Man, how's everybody doing? It's been a minute. Technically, since last year, since I dropped the rant, since we dropped the show. And man, people still hitting up the inbox on the Dos Junkies page, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank you guys for not forgetting about us. People asking me how myself and GPR are doing. So far, we're doing good this new year. There's not really much to say. So far, we've been doing good, you know, thank God. I've gotten a lot of questions on the inbox. How's my school going? How's my diabetes issue? What I think about Derek Carr? What I think about the Raiders? Man, there's been a lot of stuff, man. Shout out to you guys who still take your time out of your busy day to hit me up. And I apologize if I take a while to answer, but every message I get, I reply to. So, you know, thank you for that. Man, so first one on the rant. It's not even a rant. Man, to be honest, I am currently sitting in the parking lot at my work, waiting to clock in at 7 o'clock. So this is going to be a brief and fast episode. I'll try to make it as long as possible. But first things first, people have been asking me, how's my diabetes doing? How am I health-wise? Man, check this out. So, as you guys know, I was diagnosed with diabetes. My A1C was pretty high. I brought it down from a 12 or 13, some shit like that. I got to go back and listen to the show because I forgot. 12 or 13, man, A1C level was super high. Within 90 days, I brought it down to a 6.0. God damn it. I'm sorry, guys, for that. 6.0. I brought it down to 6.0. If I didn't say it, I said it again. So I was supposed to go back within 6 months. So say October of last year. But my lazy ass, my undecisive ass, I didn't want to go because I was kind of scared, you know? So I kept going and going until December. I said, you know what? I got to go. I got to go get my numbers read. So I went, called my doctor up, and she even said, damn, it's been, took you long enough. So I went, guys, and I got my blood drawn for my lab test. Fucked up part is, if you know me, I hate when I get my blood drawn. I don't know. I just don't like it. But people are like, oh, you got tattoos, da-da-da. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, they draw my blood. I wait like a week. Man, I was like nervous, you know what I'm saying? So I get my results back. And they forgot to fucking add the A1C numbers. I was like, shit. They added everything else. My cholesterol's a little high, so I gotta watch that. But everything else is good. Kidneys are good. I had just had an eye doctor appointment, and my diabetes has not affected my eyesight at all. So that's pretty good. So back to my story. So they didn't get my A1C. My doctor reached back to them. Is it possible to get his A1C numbers read from that blood test? They said, no, you have to go for another fucking blood test. I was like, God dang it, man. I had to go back, get my blood drawn again, and wait another week or 4 days, whatever, to get my results. So I wait, I get a call from my doctor, and she says, a normal person's A1C without diabetes is a 5.7. That's your normal numbers. I don't know what the range is, 5.7 to what, 5.3, I'm not sure. But anyways, normal person without diabetes is 5.7. That's what she told me. My numbers came back at a 5.8. So my numbers were 5.8. So in other words, she was trying to say I was pre-diabetic. I'm still taking my meds, but I got to go back in 90 days again to get my numbers read again. And if they're still at the same level, they will wean me off my medication. Some people, my close, you know, close family, have asked me, damn, how'd you get your numbers so low, whatever. I don't fucking know. I still eat. I can't say I eat bad. not every day, but you know, once, twice a week, I splurge out a bit, and that's how I do it. And I can't, like I said, everybody's different. So, you know, cut down your carbs is one of the biggest ones. Carbs, regular soda, soda in general, any type of juice, all that processed shit is no good for you. I do drink soda still, maybe, man, I can't even, maybe once, like when I'm eating dinner or when I go out and eat with the family, that's about it. But I used to chug down like fucking soda for lunch, dinner, and then one just for the fuck of it. I used to drink a lot of soda, but I've drastically cut that down. Fried foods, I might have a couple chicken nuggets here and there, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But as far as like excessive eating, I used to eat. The other day I had fucking pizza, and I remember I was doing homework and I just felt nauseous. This was after I had eaten pizza, and I was fucking puking all night till like 1 in the morning. I just wasn't feeling it. But then I come to think about it, that day I had eaten like shit all day. I had French toast, I had tater tots, and then for lunch I had fucking nachos. So that right there was a sign for my body, like saying like, damn dude, this is not good for you. So man, I felt like shit the next day, and it was my weekend off, and that day I just kept it kind of light. But as far as, you know, that's going so far, God blessing, I did add a couple pounds back. But you know, you got to be at a happy medium. I used to think if you lose weight, you'll get rid of your diabetes, or it'll help you out. It will help out your diabetes, but if you lose massive weight, you could still be diabetic. So it doesn't really start. It starts by what you eat. I'm on my feet all day, so I walk. So you can consider that, you know, walking, or what's that shit called? Damn. Fuck, it's too early in the morning, guys. I'm so sorry. You could consider that, some type of physical workout or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But yeah, that's right there. I'm a 5.8. My goal was to be, for a normal person, 5.7. So by 1 point, there you go. Man. Now, second question people ask me. How's school going? Man, what in the fucking blue waffle, man? Fuck, I hate school, guys. Like, to all the little young ones out there that say they don't want to go to school, man, get your ass up, go to school, get it over with. If you don't want to go to college, hey, you don't have to go to college. Preferably, you know, you go to college, get a good education. You don't have to work as hard. You know what I mean? Use your brain instead of physical work. But yeah. Are you little young motherfuckers out there talking about I don't want to go to school or thinking about dropping out? Dude, don't fucking do it. Please don't do it. Do not drop out of school, guys. Most people drop out of school because they want to go hang out with friends. They want to go get into some trouble. They want to go do some dumb shit. Like, listen to me. I am going to be 40 years old this year. And going back to school at this age is one of the hardest things I have ever done in my life. So to you young ones out there listening, if you have kids, play this shit for them. Tell them that I'm saying do not drop out of high school. I can't stress it how hard it is to do it now than it's compared to when I was younger. It is a mission, guys. The older you get, you're going to have a family. You're going to have to be, you know, a full-time dad, a full-time husband, and still find time to do homework. And it's not like homework like back in the days. It's more different now. It's all homework online. So me, I do, so to do like a semester is six and a half weeks a semester. I've been doing semesters in 3.5 weeks. I just, any chance I can, I set it up on my phone. So I do homework on my phone, and I'm working on my lunch, on my break. And I do one chapter here, one chapter there, but I've been knocking out semesters like in 3.5 weeks. So it's possible, but it's taking a lot of work, guys, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of long nights, a lot of mood swings, emotional, where you feel like everything's closing in on you, all the doors are closing in on you, you just feel like that sense of hopelessness, And there's days where I feel like that, where like I feel like I'm never going to finish. I feel like I'm never going to get anywhere doing this, or I'm doing all this work and then I'm going to hit a speed bump and I'm just going to totally quit. But so far I've pushed through it, because stressing out about it isn't going to help the situation. And it's just hard. And I really regret all the dumb shit I did as a kid. I wish I would have stayed in school. I wish I would have listened to the people that said, hey, you know, stay in school, get it over with. Because that shit will bite you in the ass. It will, trust me. You might think you're set because you have a job and you don't have a GED or high school diploma or whatever you want to call it. And you think you're fine. But you're going to hit that point in your life where you're going to want to better yourself, and you can't because of something so significant that you could have handled when you were a kid. But yeah, so word to the wise out there, if you're thinking about dropping out of college, if you're thinking dropping out of high school, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. It is not worth it. All the people I had in my life tell me not to go to school that I listen to, they're nowhere. They are not in my life anymore. And they're probably doing, and this is the actual fact, they're doing worse than I am. All the people I used to hang around with, and dude, I'll take that back. Maybe a good amount of them are still not doing anything with their life. And then I have a few who are just fucking kicking ass in life, who did stick to their guns. I have some that went back to school, got their shit together, and now they're doing pretty good. But I was one of those motherfuckers that just did not want to go to school because I wanted to hang out with my friends and not do nothing, sleep in, go fuck around, do whatever, you know what I mean? But it is not worth it. All that fun, all that going out, that ain't going to save you for what's coming to you. You will pay for your actions for not finishing fucking school. And technically, like, it wasn't really that bad. School wasn't bad. I was too focused on other bullshit, having kids. You know what I'm saying? So it just wasn't worth it. So to make the end of this long story, I've been doing good. I've knocked down, as of right now, I've knocked down 25 credits. I've taken down 25 credits. And teacher said, that's pretty fucking fast. I've taken down 25 credits. So I'm down to like, I need like 100 and something. Like 105, 110 credits to go. And I'll get there. I don't know when. I try not to focus on that. I try to think, oh man, when I'm going to be done with this, or if I'm actually going to finish this. I really don't think about that no more, because I just do my homework, and when I hit the end of the semester, it's there. You know what I mean? I don't think about, oh man, okay, I have this many assignments left or whatever. I don't look at it like that. I just keep going and going till I realize I'm done. That's what I did with my last semester. I just kept working and working. The next thing, it says, oh, class completed. And I stay ahead of that shit, too, because it projects where you're supposed to be at. So, because it goes by days. I'd be like a week ahead, a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of the schedule. So, I just knock it out. Is it hard? Fuck yeah, it is. Right now, I'm this is how fucking retarded I am. I am in fucking pre-algebra, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm about 30% done with my class, and I failed the quiz last night, so I got to take an extended course, and that's because I'm just fucking retarded. So I'm feeling a little stressed out about it, but I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to finish it and just fucking handle it. By any means, I will fucking handle it. So yeah, that's my school thing. I've knocked in about 25 credits. And once I finish this will be 30 credits down. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible, guys. A little bit at a time. And I took the high school diploma route, which is the whole fucking way, like if I was going to school. But now they require less credits as it's compared to when you were in high school, which was, I think, about over 200. Don't quote me on that. But now it's like, to graduate now, you need like 100 and something. So yeah, when I started, I started off with total credits that I needed 135 credits. So I knocked down about 25 of those yet. So yeah, that's how it's going, man. And that's school. If you have any questions about school, hit me up. And if you know how to do algebra, get at me, man. I need some help. But yeah, that's one. That's another subject that people have been asking me about. And it shows that the people listen to the show, because they asking me these questions that they obviously heard on the last show. So, next one. Oh, man. Derek Carr and the Raiders. Shit, where do I even start with that one? That's a tough one, bro. I was not happy with Derek Carr's performance. I go based off, like, I don't think about it. I just say something. Oh, get rid of this motherfucker. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. But I didn't really look at the technicality about it. You know what I'm saying? He had a bad line. He had no protection. The Raiders have one of the worst ranked defense and offenses. And yeah, man, that guy had no fucking protection. So he's running for his fucking life all the time. And it just wasn't a good structure for him. It was such a, like, being in a dysfunctional family, you know, with, you come in hot, you got your head coach, they fire him, they bring somebody, they bring Gruden in. That guy lets go of all your stars, all the people you created chemistry with, you know what I'm saying? They starts assembling the team. Khalil Mack, Crabtree, Cooper, they're all gone. So they start refreshing again. They're getting the type of motion going, and boom. Your number one one of your first round picks, Henry Ruggs, fucking kill somebody in an accident. DUI. Don't drink and drive. Kill somebody. Murder. That's a big fucking deal for the Raiders. Derek Carr takes all that in because he's the face of the Raiders. He's the team captain. He's the face. He has to take that in. Boom. Just lost one of your players that you probably had good chemistry with. A couple weeks later, boom. The John Gruden scandal. A couple weeks later after that, John Gruden resigns. What the fuck? Derek Carr still being the face of that team, still holding it down. Then, fuck, who was it? A couple weeks later, another one of the draft picks. I forgot who it was. Flashing a gun on Instagram. Boom, cut by the Raiders. Like, this guy dealt with so much shit. If you actually go online and you look at all the staff changes in the Raiders from in the 9 years that Derek Carr did, it'll be fucking crazy, dude. Fucking insane. He did not have, like, one solid coach, OC, DC. Just everything kept changing. Everything kept changing. So when you start getting comfortable with something, they'll go ahead and change it. Once you start getting comfortable with that thing again, they'll go ahead and change it. So he has so many changes, and he still stood by that fucking team. Because I believe that Derek Carr is loyal, a good person. He never threw anybody under the bus. I personally feel that. You never heard him talk bad on anybody. Every press conference, post game, you said, hey, you want to blame somebody, you blame me. I'm the face of the team. I'm the captain. So all this falls on me. So all these fucking people saying, oh, the Raiders lost because they gave up 20, 25 points. Well, it wasn't fucking Derek Carr doing it. He didn't give up the points. He got points, and then the rest of the team just fucking, the rest, defense-wise, they just gave up all the points. So you can't put that blame on him. And then worst of all, after all that, right, all that fucking drama, all that shit he endured, you fucking bench him the last two fucking games of the season, and you replace him, and you tell him that he can't come back to the building, or it's best that he stays home. Like, that's bullshit, man. That right there by McDaniels, you're a big old bitch. I do not like that guy. That guy tanked in Denver. Should have just stayed with New England. But that guy is just a fucking retard. I hate that fucking guy. And he's going to drive the Raiders down the drain even more than they already are. This next season, it's going to be a clusterfuck. But hey, I'm still loyal to my fucking team. I still love my Raiders, and I will forever be a fucking Raiders fan. But as far as Derek Carr goes, if I was Derek Carr, I would have been like, you know what? You ain't getting shit out of me. You better cut me or pay me. That's it. And now I've been seeing that Derek Carr went to the Saints to go meet with the Saints. And I hope it works out for him. I wish the guy the best of luck. Once a Raider, always a Raider. And hopefully he goes to another team that isn't as dysfunctional. And yeah, because that guy, he's genuinely a good guy. And I believe he was truly hurt by the Raiders, because that guy was fucking... Is he going to go down with the greatest quarterbacks? No, maybe not. Will he go down as one of the greatest Raider quarterbacks? Of course he is. Of course he fucking is. Taking everything he went through, and he still played his fucking heart out. And never gave up on the team. Always was always proud to be a Raider at all costs. So, yeah. I wish the guy the best where he ends up. And now people saying, oh, ALR, what do you think about the... Who do you think is going to win the Philly-KC game? I don't know. I hope they both fucking lose. I don't like any of them. It's Raiders, fuckers. So, yeah, don't ever ask a Raider fan who's going to win between what and the Super Bowl, because if they are Raider fans, they'll be like, fuck it, man. I hope they both fucking lose. Yeah. Yeah, that. But, yeah. So, that's the end of the ALR. Not a rant, but just, you know, catching up with everybody. I know it's been a minute. It's about 6:45 in the morning. Chilling in the parking lot at work. I said I'd drop something for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Shout out to my dog, Urban. Shout out to my boy, Ivan. We're going through some stuff right now. Hey, dog. Get well soon. Damn, it's going to be... It's almost going to be a year that we lost our brother, Night Owl. Rest in peace, dog. I love you, and I fucking miss you, man. I miss your advice. I miss you, man. You know, I hope you're watching down on this. Shout out to my dog, Urban. What's up, doggy? Thanks for all the memes, bro. Shout out to my dog, Gustavo Images. Shout out to my boy, Ricardo. Shout out to my brother, GP, man. What's up, doggy? Shout out to all you guys. And shout out to the fam bam out there. I have become a great uncle now. So, we got a new member to the family. So, congratulations to my niece and her. Man, yeah. I'm not good with words like that. But, yeah, everybody, thanks for tuning in. If I forgot you on the shout out. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my dog, Hitman. And, but, yeah, sorry if I forgot anybody. Don't take it personal, guys. I'm kind of rushing to end the show because I got to get my ass to work. So, remember this. Eat healthy, but eat bad at the same time. And with that being said, the ALR rant is done. Peace, everybody.